Alright guys, welcome to episode 116 of the PS3 Blockcast. I'm JCM. With us this week is Isley.
Yo.
And Messiah is at work, so she will not be joining us. Forgive me if I sound a little weird in this episode. I'm using the PS4's headset and microphone because I'm having problems with my old Turtle Beach. I was getting a lot of static feedback and just cutting in and out, and that wasn't good. And until I can get my PX4s to sync up via Bluetooth, I will not be using those on the podcast yet. Hopefully I'll try to get that done this weekend. I just need to figure out a way to get them unpaired with the base. That way I can pair them up with the console. I can get it to recognize, but it does, oh, this Bluetooth device is already paired with something else. So then I can't do it. And I'll just hold this so the cord doesn't fling around. Not that it'll matter because this podcast will be short. We talked about a lot of stuff on Saturday, and there's not much new in between then and now. So let me go over some stuff. I know, let's see, new releases. Let me find the new releases. That I didn't even have open. I'm not even prepared. Jeez, look at this. Okay. Can you believe PS4's only been out 90 days? That's ridiculous. Feels like a lot longer.
Still impossible to find one. Well, I guess, yeah, it does feel like longer.
Amazon had them in stock for a while, and then they went away. Then they just got back in stock again. I know the GameStop near my house.
Amazon has them gone again. They already sold out.
Yeah, GameStop near my house had some. Like I said, I keep wanting to pick one up for 14 when that comes out. But before that comes out, like, let my roommate play Battlefield with us and be like, yeah, and then just get it back 14. Speaking of 14, the beta just started for PS4. You can download it right now. I think it's like 5.9 gigs.
Yeah, they're patching Final Fantasy right now to allow for it. So I imagine when it's up, it'll actually be tomorrow morning.
Yeah. And then I thought about downloading it just so I can create a character, troll my friends. And then I wanted to just see how it was running when I was in a fate. But I doubt what I can get up to the big ones at a low level because I'm not going to grind up. I want to see, make sure everything loads. That's what I'm really curious about. Because when people I saw playing it at events, that's the one thing they didn't get to test was how the game ran when you were doing fate grinding in big zones.
But I don't know. I mean, nobody really does fates anymore, so it'll be tough to test that.
Oh, what do people do to level? They just do all the dungeons?
Dungeons, yeah.
Dungeon crawls?
Everyone kind of stopped doing fates since they patched them and made fates suck ass.
Oh, fates suck ass now?
Yeah, they're horrible.
Wow. I haven't been on for a while.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. But, okay, new releases. The Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag Freedom Cry standalone DLC came out. Rayman Legends came out as well. It's $40. Thought about getting that. I know it got
I was bit. Really disappointed to learn that Rayman Legends... did you play Rayman Origins?
No, I played the demo. Because Origins was also on the Vita, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because I played the demo on the Vita. I was going to buy it on the Vita.
Well, you should buy it, because Origins is a fantastic game.
That's what I hear. But
the end level, like, after you beat everything and unlocked everything, you got a world and a level called Land of the Livid Dead. And it was just, like, a ridiculously difficult but fun level. Yeah. Like, really hard if you had to play it all the way through. But they give you checkpoints, so they're nice about it. Uh-huh. And I was really disappointed to learn that Rayman Legends totally got rid of, like, a lot of the challenging aspects that Origins had.
Hmm. Still reviewed really well.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's still a great game, and I still plan on getting it, just maybe not for the full price on the PS4.
Yeah. Well, $40 ain't bad.
No, not bad, but I have a feeling it will drop.
It'll probably be a PlayStation Plus game at some point. Strider also came out, $15. PS3 gets the Freedom Cry standalone. Earth Defense Force 2025. Force Legends, The Call of Love, and Strider as well. Vita gets Gunslugs. PlayStation Plus gets Remember Me for free, and Street Fighter Cross Tekken for free. PS1 Classics, Mr. Driller, Tomba 2. PS2 Classics, Neo Contra, and there's DLC for Defiance, Earth Defense Force 2025, Need for Speed Rivals, Rocksmith 2014, Zen Pinball 2. And I know the Second Assault DLC for Battlefield came out this week for premium members. My cousin was playing the yesterday. I was watching them. I'm probably going to have to become a premium member just so I can play it this week and not have to wait till March. But we'll see. Anyways, a lot of discounts as well. Alien Breed, Alien Breed 2, Alien Breed 3, Bully, Call of Duty Ghost, Class Heroes, Crimson Gem Saga, Demon Souls, Despicable Me, God Mode, God's Eater Burst, Gugner, Jetpack Joyride, LA Noir, Manhunt, Max Payne, Max Payne 3, Red Dead Redemption, Red Dead Revolver, a lot of stuff. There's a big old list. But getting into news, like I said, since we did on Saturdays, there wasn't a whole lot of stuff in between then and now. Apparently there is no Fallout 4 announcement planned, according to Bethesda game director Todd Howard, according to news on IGN. It was an interview at DICE. Todd Howard told Rock Paper Shotgun that regarding the Fallout announcement, that they don't have a time frame for our next game announcement, and he thinks it's going to be a while. So if you've been waiting for that, that won't be happening.
Not really surprising.
Yeah. They did show a new trailer for Wolfenstein: The New Order today, which I watched. It was really good. And then it also had, at the end of it, it said, if you pre-order it, you can get into the Doom beta. It didn't say Doom 4, it just called it Doom. So apparently Doom 4 is being rebranded as just Doom. And it's an interesting way to say that, because I know they said they scrapped a lot of stuff that they had and they were starting over. Doom 4 didn't feel, you know, like it should. And so they started over. So it's interesting that they did. I mean, that's kind of what they did with Battlefield 4 when Medal of Honor came out. You know, Warfighter. And it said, oh, if you pre-order this, you get access to the Battlefield 4 beta. And Battlefield 4 wasn't even announced. I mean, you assumed it was in development, but it just wasn't even announced. And that was weird, because that was like 2 years before. It was like 2011.
Yeah, I think Doom, I don't know. I've lost a lot of faith, and I might be like alone in this, but I've lost a lot of faith in them to actually deliver a good game.
Well, I liked Doom 3, and you figure it's been, the last thing they did was Rage, and I liked Rage. It did have a lot of texture popping issues, but I thought it was really fun. I like doing the co-op stuff. That was a game that was an easy platinum if you wanted to. That board game they had in there for the money was super addicting. I wish they had that in Borderlands 2 instead of the slot machines.
I never actually played Rage.
Yeah, it was good. It was fun. I mean, the story was kind of, it was all right, but I really liked the gameplay. It had a crafting system, so I love crafting my items. That was always really fun. And just the guns were really fun to use. It was a fun game. Like I said, you do these little dungeon crawls in some areas when you go on missions, but they're monster closets, essentially. But like I said, I really enjoyed it. It was fun trying to find the Easter eggs for Doom, Quake, and Wolfenstein. You can find them. They're all hidden. And some, you like, in one level, you're in a like burnt down building, office building. And to access the hidden door, I think you have to find these 8 different keyboards and activate each one of them in this office section. And you don't, like, it doesn't give you an icon when you hover over the keyboard. You just hit it and it makes a sound that's appropriate for that game. Like for the Doom one, it's against a wall, you have to hit this thing. And then for Quake, I believe the Quake was the keyboard one, but it makes a sound and you have to push all 8 of them. And then once you activate it, it opens up this little hallway and it teleports you into a retro style area of that game, but the gun you're holding is still like high res, but everything's all low res, and you pick up the collectible item. And yeah, I thought that was really cool. But yeah, so there's that trailer. Hideo Kojima also Konami released the comparison video for Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes, comparing all 4 platforms. When I initially started watching that, I watched on my smartphone, and it was kind of hard to tell the difference. Like, they still looked really good. Even on the computer when I watched it at full res, it's just, like, the game itself looks fine on a 360 and a PS3. of course, on Xbox One and PS4, you can just, there's a lot, the lighting, the contrast, the shadows, and the detail. There's a lot more detail in it. But it still looks great on current-gen consoles.
Don't say that too loud. People will hunt you down.
Why? Because they said current-gen?
Yeah. No, because just because you say it looks the same.
Well, I'm not saying it looks the same. Like, when you watch it, they initially do, typically I'm used to like a full screen. Like for the Tomb Raider comparison, they'll, a lot of things now, they'll do one console on the left, one console on the right, and it'll kind of split screen it. So you can see the difference as it pans through the same opening cutscene or whatever, you know. But the way they did it for Metal Gear, it was just weird because they cut it into four quadrants. But then you're shrinking the image that you're seeing into these four little sections. And they, instead of doing a swipe, they do like... Well, they do a swipe, but they do it between one platform to the other, not necessarily all of them. And like I said, you can see it, and then they zoom in. Like, when you look at still images of it, it's really apparent that you can see, like, there's one for the big boss is, like, crouched down, and it looks fine. But then when they zoom in, you realize you can tell looking at it that his shadow is just, it's anti-aliased all over. It's all blocky over the wall. But on next-gen, it's really smooth, and then you can see... You can't really see the detail of his hand, the way he's crouched down and how far back the camera is. But when you look at it on next gen, like there's more detail there. Plus, seeing the game run at a smoother frame rate on PS4 versus PS3 and Xbox 360, it looks a lot better too. Like it does, it's obviously better on the next gen stuff, and I'm sure you'll get much better draw distance in this giant open field. It didn't seem to showcase as much as to show that off in the little comparison video. But like I said, it looks good on a current gen. I mean, hell, Assassin's Creed 4 looks good on PS3 and Xbox as it is. It's all those extra details in the next gen one that makes it look even better. It's kind of like when I played the Tomb Raider Definitive Edition, like it looked great. That game looked great on PS3, but on 4, you know, it's the little details that make it stand out, and the fact that Lore also got remodeled. But
are you going to get the new Metal Gear Solid when it comes out, the prologue one?
Yeah, I'll get it digitally.
Even though it's only like 2 hours?
Yeah. I'm a huge Metal Gear fan, so I want to play it, and I hear the story, the way it ends is really great, and then there's a lot of replayability in it. I mean, I'll be going through and probably getting all the trophies for it, and I'll get my $30 worth. I mean, I spent more on games that did not equal the sum of their parts, and I'm sure Metal Gear will be just fine. I bought Haze, so I think I'll be fine buying Metal Gear. Like I said, $30 isn't bad. But I saw they're releasing a Metal Gear Solid 4 themed PS4 in Japan. I thought, oh, that'd be kind of interesting, because for the 3, they did a gunmetal colored one. But the way they did it here is they just took the cover and they basically have a decal on it. And I'm like, that's not really... I mean, it's almost like the cover is almost like a faceplate for the 360 and the original. Uh-huh. Where you just pop it off. And I'm like, that's not really a custom PS4. It's almost like you just put a sticker on there. I mean, it looks cool, but...
Yeah, I did see that. It's...
Yeah, I don't know
why. I mean, part of me says, sure, fine, whatever, but... I kind of feel like that was a half-assed custom design.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we'll just do this. But it's not, at least it's not like a, you know, you're just paying for the game on the bundle that it is. You're not paying for this extra sticker job. But, let's see here. What else do we have? Like I said, there was there's some sort of controversy going on between Deep Down not having female characters in the game, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, they're pissed because you can't play as a female character, which to me is kind of a non-issue. I can see, I don't know, I think people are overreacting about it. But, you know, it's Capcom. They have done sexist stuff before.
I guess, but I mean, people don't like complain that in Assassin's Creed you never took over an ancestor of Desmond that was, you know, his mother or something. It was always a male ancestor. But, I mean, hell, even Aveline is just someone. She's just part of the Animus program. It's not even necessarily related to anybody. It's just, oh, hey, you play as this woman in the portable Animus. But, yeah, so I didn't even pay attention to that. I just saw they responded and then people were complaining, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. I don't know. I haven't been following the game well enough to know if there's a good reason or not. Like, what the reason they said was that, I don't know, if it's like you can't play because it's not period correct. I don't know, but
yeah,
I still think it's a stupid issue.
Yeah, it's, but people are gonna complain about anything. I kind of want to read what it says, where that article go, and I gotta find it again. Whatever, but it's somewhere. Oh. Capcom responds to male-only criticism. Here we go. To concerns that deep down when I allow you to play as a female character, explaining that the original words were misinterpreted, producer Kazunori Shigura explained on the game's Facebook page via Gamma Sutra that while you won't be able to play as a female character, it's because the story revolves around a singular male protagonist, just like many other games.
Yeah, so I guess maybe he said something stupid that was mistranslated and that's why everyone got upset, but I think people were freaking out too much about it in the first place.
Yeah, dumb. Whatever. Let's see here. What do we got? I saw that there's a new Xbox One update that caused people to boot up to black screens, but apparently it was quickly fixed. Thought that was interesting.
I would make a comment about it, but it's not like there haven't been updates like that on the PS3 before or so.
Oh, yeah, of course. Everyone's always going to have a problem. Like, you know, anytime there's a firmware update, everybody's always like, oh, I yellow lighted because of the
worst
firmware
system ever. Oh, my system was bricked because of this. They always complain a bitch.
Yeah,
that's
always the thing. Like, oh, ever since that update. I mean, it's like, sure, there are some times where, like, there's a legitimate update that might cause a problem, but it's like anytime someone has a hardware failure around a system update, it's always like, well, it's always going to be after an update. It's never going to be, you know, not, because there's always updates. Let's see. I'm trying to see other stuff, just articles that don't matter. Oh, there was some The Order 1886 footage, a new trailer, and some gameplay shown. A bunch of journalists went out and saw the game at that Sony event.
I don't know. I'm debating whether or not I'm worried about that game now, because there's been a lot of talk about how the gameplay doesn't really seem that great. It seems like your average third-person shooter. So I'm debating now whether or not I'm worried or going to buy that game.
See, that's the thing. Like, people go, oh, it's a Gears of War, you have a cover system, third person you shoot, and I'm like, to me that's fine, I like that. Like, Uncharted doesn't have phenomenal, you know, gunplay in that, and you take cover and you shoot. Like, it's very basic. It's the story and the characters and all that I get involved with, and if The Order 1886 has great characters, great story, that's what I care about. And if, and it looks gorgeous, and if the gameplay is at least at a standard for a third person shooter, I don't need them to reinvent the wheel with it. You know what I mean?
I don't really care so much about, I mean, I'm sure the controls are going to be fine. It's pretty tough to screw up third person controls.
Yeah.
Some games do it really well. Like Vanquish has awesome controls despite being ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But it does look somewhat generic. And that means that unless the story and the characters are phenomenal, which I think most games don't have, it's probably not going to be the system seller that people might be hoping for.
But I'm sure it's going to be different too, because the gameplay that you did get to see was him only finding human enemies. And it's kind of like if you think about The Last of Us, where when you fight human enemies, it's very much cover, shoot kind of thing. You can run in there and beat them down, but the way you fight the infected is entirely different. And this game also has supernatural elements to it, so I'm sure the when you fight humans, it's going to be very much a cover-based shooter. But once you're fighting, you know, werewolves or whatever, it's going to be entirely changed. You can't just hide behind cover because they're going to be coming after you. Like, it could change. Who knows? The gameplay could change entirely. The one thing I thought was interesting was Colin Moriarty's impressions of it. Because I didn't see on anybody else talking about the game. Everybody just said they liked it a lot. But he was saying how there was a little bit of lag and technical issues when he was playing the demo. He just thought it was strange because why would you showcase that portion of the game if you didn't have time to polish it? Like, was that the best segment that you can show? Which obviously doesn't necessarily mean anything because it could be like 8 months out and they could fix whatever. Like, maybe they didn't have time to polish that particular one because they didn't have the staff to do it, and they'll polish it at the end. But, you know, there's a lot of games that can preview where it's kind of crappy and they turn out great, and games that preview great that turn out crappy. I mean, that happens all the time. But he did point out that he thought that was interesting. I thought that was interesting, too. Like, why would you show, you know, why would you not show a polished segment unless you... it was the best you could do at the time. But I kind of like how they do the 21:9 instead of 16:9, so it's more theatrical in its presentation.
Doesn't bother me either way.
I thought it was pretty cool. I like that. But yeah, the game does look gorgeous. I definitely can't wait to see more. I hope they show some more at E3. But I'm looking forward to it. Let's see here. And... yeah, there's
not a whole lot of new stuff.
Yeah, between now and Saturday. I did play Left Behind immediately at the podcast on Saturday. Beat it. You haven't, so we can't talk about all of it entirely, but you said you probably got, 10 minutes or something like that.
I could just beat it right now. Yeah, that's the thing, is I could just play it right now. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to play it during the podcast. That's one of the few games that I don't want to play during podcast.
Yeah, because you want to pay attention to what's going on. But it was a great DLC.
Wish more companies did DLC like this.
Yeah, we talked about it instead of more. There should be more single player DLC. And hopefully that'll be a trend that we'll carry on. It was interesting too because Naughty Dog doesn't do deals like single player DLC. So it was really cool to see him do something like this. Of course, I listened to there's a spoiler cast where Neil Druckmann and I forget who else it was, but they were on Podcast Beyond, and they talk about Left Behind and how they only did it because they had an opportunity and they said, we're only going to do it if we can come up with a good enough story to tell.
And it's pretty funny because they never have done single-player DLC before and they pretty much blew everyone else out of the water with it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was... really good. I mean, I haven't played the Bioshock DLC yet, just kind of waiting for the second portion to come out, but I doubt it'll be as great as this. But I really like the way they did it. I won't spoil how it gets handled, because you were right. If you had tried to explain anything, it would have kind of spoiled it. But
yeah, there's not really any easy way to explain the DLC without ruining it for anyone that wants to play it.
Yeah, but there is an interesting aspect of the gameplay that wasn't in the main campaign that I thought was interesting, that I kind of wish was, where you fight, or you're up against both infected and the, humans as well, but the infected are, sleeping, and you can wake them up if you want to fight, to have them fight each other, but then you also have the infected now awake and running around versus being asleep and just trying to dodge the human enemies.
I guess that wasn't anywhere in the main game.
Yeah, you never saw it. You got to a point, I think, where you walked in and the humans kill, one clicker or something, but you never had a situation where you had the opportunity to wake up runners or clickers and have them attack human enemies. That never happened.
So I will say, I kind of wish before I played Left Behind that I did, a playthrough and played the game first, then played Left Behind, and then played the game again. Because I don't remember most of the stuff from the game.
No.
And I know it's technically a prequel, but I feel like I should have gone through the game first.
Yeah, I remember basically everything, and I knew the story, all the stuff that happens with Riley. I didn't read the book or the comic, The American Dream.
Those are actually supposed to be pretty good too.
Yeah, that's right here, and I know those take place earlier than the DLC, because they actually, the mall that they're at is they go there in the comic, apparently, and there's some
Yeah, stuff. The comics were a prequel to the DLC, and then the DLC picks up, like, I haven't read the comics, so I can't say for sure, but I believe it's, like, right after the comics the DLC picks up.
Yeah, it's not, right after, because there's some time there. I mean, the way the DLC starts, you know, she...
Yeah, but it's not, like, immediately after, but very shortly after.
Yeah, like maybe, like, a month or two. Yeah, like, some time has gone by because the characters reference that, like, you know. But there's, like, one part where you... that one part where you get to ask a question.
Yeah.
I was like, I only get asked one, and there's four options? I'm like, oh, I'm going to play this one section, like, four times, so I can actually use these questions, because I want to know the answers.
Did you add a save there?
No, I didn't. I didn't even think about the time because I was too just focused on playing the game. I didn't even stop to go, okay, let's make a save and back it up. I just like, let's ask this question. I didn't want to wait too long because I didn't want it to be like, oh, you waited, so we default picked a question, kind of like a Heavy Rain or something.
Yeah. Heavy Rain was a game where I thought I would go back to it, and then I just never did.
Yeah. But... Yeah, and then there's a, like I said, a couple things I missed in some sections, some interactions, so I kind of want to go back and see them play. I really want to, I wish I had, like, a whole day where I could just play the main campaign again, because I really want to play it again with my surround sound headphones on and just play on Survivor. But, God, that music in the game is so good. I watched that, I didn't finish it, but I watched the majority of that Grounded documentary, The Making of Last of Us, is free on Amazon. For
you. Yeah, why is it free? I mean, I got it, but I was confused if there's a reason why.
No reason. It's just like some kind of promo. You also get like a free dollar towards Amazon MP3s for some reason. I don't know.
But I know if you if you pre-ordered the season pass for The Last of Us,
you got it.
You got it free anyways.
Yeah. They must have just done it because it was in, you know, the DLCs came out, so hey, we'll do this. But it was weird because it's Amazon Instant Video, and it goes, I go to purchase it, you know, I do the purchase, and it goes, oh, you can only watch SD on your current device. And I was on my computer, and I was like, okay, what are the supported devices? It lists like Windows this, Windows that, tablets, smartphones, but I can't do it on my Mac. I'm like, wait, does Amazon just hate Apple?
And have you ever used Amazon Video before? It sucks. No.
I've never used it before, so I activated it on my... I downloaded the app on my PS4, and I linked it up so I can watch the HD on my PS4.
Yeah, Amazon Instant Video kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But it's a necessary evil, but it's horrible.
It's a really good documentary, though. Like I said, I haven't finished watching it, but I watched about an hour and 20 minutes of it.
Yeah, I downloaded it. I haven't gotten around to watching it yet, but definitely will, because I love the game.
Yeah, my cousin drives me crazy. I don't know why. There's something about he can do something, and then like anybody else could do it, I'll be fine with it. But when he does it, it just pisses me off. Like he was talking about he watched it when I posted on Facebook. I was like, oh hey, this, you know, the DLC or this documentary is free. So he watched it that night. But anytime it had a scene where they were in their mocap suits, and like they do that kind of behind the scenes thing where you see them acting it out, and you see like it's split into quadrants, and you can also see the game kind of rendering the characters to see how it animates. And he goes, oh, but he was talking about it. He's like, yeah, any of those times it showed them like in those ball suits, I just had to like look away and watch a video on YouTube. And it's like he was just totally disinterested. And like that to me is like super fascinating, like watching people do the performance.
Wait, so why was he watching it then?
Well, not all of it is like that though. It's more talking to the creators and stuff. There's only a couple scenes where it actually shows that stuff when they're on stage and they're recording all of it. The majority of the documentary isn't that. There's only maybe about 20 minutes total of something like that, but the rest of it isn't. But it's kind of split in tiny little chunks. But he just looked away. And then he was talking about, he asked me, like, I beat it over the weekend. He goes, so was it good? And I said, yeah, it was great. Like, he asked me how something is all the time. He goes, oh, how was this X game? And I go, oh, X game was awesome, if I liked it. And then, so then he goes on there, and instead of buying it, he just watches someone do a walkthrough of it on YouTube. He goes, yeah, I watched Let's Play Games 1080p, play like 50 minutes of it. I think I'm just going to do that. I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like, God, I don't know why it pisses me off. And because he tries to shove down my throat for me to play Mass Effect all the time. And he's like, you totally love Mass Effect. You totally would. You totally would. You got to play it. But then he asked me how a game is. I say the DLC's great, but now he doesn't want to fork out. He's like, oh, $15. Too much for only 2.5-3 hours of gameplay. I mean, guy pissed me off.
Mass Effect is an awesome game.
Yeah, I just have no interest in it.
It does baffle me how anyone could not like Mass Effect, because if you like RPGs, it's pretty much fantastic.
Yeah, but see, I like RPGs, but only in certain settings and with only so much RPG element to it. And it's just, I think it's mainly because the first one was a console exclusive to a platform I didn't have, that when the second one came out, I didn't care because I wasn't invested in the, I never tried it. And then I tried the demo for 3 just to see if I can get into the, like, the combat and all that. And it's just like, nah, it's not doing it for me. And so I just didn't want to give the time. It's like too much. But I'm not like a huge RPG person. I mean, I like some RPGs, but I just like, nope.
But what about now that you can actually get the whole trilogy?
Yeah, but I'm still not interested. Like the game, just the space opera aspect of it, just it doesn't interest me. And I know like everything that can happen, like different choice and all that. I know how it ends. I know all the stories because I've listened to podcasts where people talk about it. I just don't really care about it. Like even hearing it, like some of the story ideas sound interesting, like the whole, you know, precursor race and all that and ancient technology and something come around to wipe everything out. But like the whole main story sounds interesting, but I don't feel like getting invested in these characters and doing all that stuff. It just, I don't know. It doesn't interest me.
I will say it would probably be tough getting into the game now because you're not really committing to just one game. You're committing to basically 3 games
and DLC,
all very long.
Yeah. And I don't want to have to go back to the first one where it's like, that's the one that the majority of people that like 2 didn't like 1. I don't want to suffer through that game to then have them change the mechanics in 2 and then, you know, up to 3. So I don't. And like I said, I know everything that happens. So it's like, it doesn't matter.
I'm trying to play Contra. While doing a podcast. It's surprisingly difficult.
Well, that's fine. We're about to wrap up anyways. It's just, like I said, there's not much else to talk about. We can't really go into spoilers on Left Behind because you haven't finished yet, so we'll just do that next week.
But, have you played the new Contra, the Hardcore Uprising? It came out a while ago.
Nah, I'm not. I stopped playing Contra after the first one on NES.
What?
I'm not a huge like Contra person, like aside from the one on NES because it was really fun when you were a kid. I just never got into Contra.
Was never fun as a kid. Oh, let's be honest here. Contra, it was like the most frustrating game in the world.
You stopped Blue Falcon. That was awesome. You changed perspectives. You go from side-scrolling to shooting stuff in the background.
That was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, that was awesome back then. And then it was like, oh, here comes the spread, and it's like, I'm going to get it, I got the spread, woo, rapid fire. And it's like, oh, I got the fire one with the dumb fireball that spins around in a spiral. This is the worst weapon ever. Who the hell
does that? Oh, that's like the best one.
Oh, that one sucks. The spiral one, that's so bad. The laser was bad too, Jesus Christ. I hated the laser.
My favorite was Contra, I think 4, Alien Wars. That one was badass.
Yeah. Well, I guess that'll about do it. Like I said, we can't talk about Left Behind. Hopefully, Zion will be on next week. Maybe she can. I don't know if she played it at all. I think she did because she was talking about it on Facebook. But yeah, I guess that'll do it. Like I said, this is the shortest episode ever, mainly because there wasn't a whole lot to talk about because we just had one. Hopefully.
And it was basically 2 days of news.
Yeah. Hopefully, some things will happen between now and next week, as long as we can record next week. But
yep.
All right, well, I guess we need a secret word. What was the secret word? It was, trophy hunting. That was the secret word last time. I don't know what's up with the website, but I don't know if our host got, we went to a different host or something, but it's like, the site just seems to run really slow when I was trying to navigate the back end. Like when I was trying to type with the articles, give me some trouble the other day. I think just the server was having problems. Okay, trophy hunting was the code secret word for last week. So this week will be, I guess, short. We'll do short podcast is the secret word.
Very creative.
Short podcast. I know, right? Super creative. I saw you were Johnny on the spot coming up with one. You just sat back in Contra.
I was waiting for you.
You probably would have been like, Contra on the NES would be the secret word.
But no.
Short podcast and the secret words. There we go.
Hey, don't insult Contra. Contra is an awesome game.
If that's what you like, that's fine. Go ahead and have fun. I just no interest in Contra. But alrighty. Well, I guess that'll wrap it up. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening to this short episode, and thank you, Isley, for joining.
Yep.
And we will see you all next week.
Oh my God, I'm dying.